the Niyali in Tzochim. Now, in the machlokes between Rabbi and Rav Chisda, Ha'ifim Yontif L'Chayim. So Rabbi says he's Potter of Malchus, because Hoyu B'Nikli Ha'ichim is Potter, so even if Loi Nikli Ha'ichim is also Potter. And Rav Chisda says we don't see him. So all the Rishayim explain that when Rabbi says that he's Potter, he doesn't mean he's Potter of Malchus. There is no Yisadaraisi, because of the possibility that in the end, Olchim will come. So then to turn out the Matreya, that he was even beyond the Knat Lechel, even though subjectively his Kadone was Lechel, but objectively it will turn out to be beyond. But the Miri says no, that Rab in the case where Olchim didn't show up, so Rabbi is made his Eber and Yisadaraisi. But he's Potter of Malchus. Why? Because it's Asrosofi. And the Miri also says that both Rabbi and Rav Chisda agree that Asrosofi Shmo Asroi, because whether Asrosofi is Shmo Asroi or Asrosofi is Lo Shmo Asroi is a machlokes in Makos and Shavuos between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says Asrosofi Shmo Asroi, and Rish Lakish says Asrosofi Lo Shmo Asroi, and we pass them like Rabbi Yochanan Asrosofi Shmo Asroi. So how does he say here the Miri, while saying that Rabbi agrees with Asrosofi Shmo Asroi, but here it's Lo Shmo Asroi? Why? Because there are two kinds of Asrosofi. The machlok is between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish in regard to Asrosofi is in the case of Sofi ben Tesl Rishayim ben Zayn Lachel. So we don't know who the real father is, whether the Rishayim or the Achel. And Hikol Shneim Basachas. And the Eidim were masculine and say, don't be chayil in these two people, because one of them is your father, so you're chayil missing. But he didn't care, and he was mikabel d'asroi. So then Rabbi Yochanan says, ichmo asroi. So there the machlokes is, in the case where the Eidim don't know, the Eidim don't know whether who is the father is, whether the Asroi is Asroi or the Asroi is not Asroi. So it's Ishaila in the Asroi. And Rabbi Yochanan says, Asroi, Asroi, Shmo Asroi. Masha'im came in this case, where it's not there, it's his subjective Sofik. It's his Sofik of his own idea. Objectively, it is determined who the father is. We don't know. Masha'im came in this case, according to Rabbi, that we say Hail, so Mele, if it will turn out in the end that the Olchim will show up, so then it will be Gloy Milchel Mafreya that he was Eifel Yomtev. So one second. So the Sofik is an objective Sofik. It's an objective Sofik. So it's not only. So Mele, even the one who is Eifel, he doesn't know whether he's Eber and Yisrael or he's not Eber and Yisrael. He doesn't know himself, yes.
But the Gemara in Shavuos mentions the case of Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, but the case if he says, I won't eat one piece, if
that's
I eat
right.
The other
so
piece.
So there too, because the Kikah Shalisa is
so
based on the final determination of the Kikah Shalisa.
So that's an action, it's an objective thing.
All right,
how
but
is it different
it's
in the case
it's
of
objective.
The war?
It's objectively not determined. The Gemara in Shavuos also applies the same machlokes when somebody takes his shvuah, he'll eat a kikya. And the Eidim are masrim at the beginning of the day. So eat a kikya, and he doesn't eat. So there it's also objectively. So then he himself doesn't intend to eat a kikya until the end of the day. So in Mele, it is a Sofik. And in the case of Lo Eichel Kikya Zeh, Im Eichel Kikya Zeh, so then the determination of the Kikya Shalisa is based upon the Kiyumatnai or not the Kiyumatnai.
Even since he himself is the one who's going to do
that's
it.
That's right, that's
but
right.
But here it's somebody else.
That's right. Okay. It's not told the other. So Mele, so I think that according to the Miri, it's two different childs. But Asoye, there is Aloha, there has to be Asoye, and there has to be Kabbalah's Asoye. As a matter of fact, the principle of Judah holds that Chovah and Yitzhak Asoye still tastes that normality is another one that two things. One notion in tastes is, why does the principle of Judah say that Chovah and Yitzhak Asoye? Because we need to know Asoye and what happens in the East. So the whole reason is why Asoye is required, because maybe he doesn't know. But the Chovah certainly knows. So the question is, how about Kabbalah's Asoye? So one notion takes place, since I learned that normality is, that according to the issue of today, Kabbalah's Asoye is never required. Because if Asoye is a deep mitzadatsme, not to establish that the one who does that there knows that it's Osa. So Mele we require, so as Aloha, not only it requires Asoye, he has to be Mikabel Asoye also. He has to be Matras Misa, Matras from the mountains. But the contrary is what do that the whole time, that Asoye is not a requirement by itself, but it's only a way to determine that the person knows that he's Osa, so why should there be a requirement of Kabbalah's Asoye? So that's one Lashon Tesis. Then the other Lashon Tesis, and most Lashon agree with the other Lashon Tesis, that even according to the Yisit Barab Yehude, so that Chovah and Yitzhak Asoye, but Kabbalah's Asoye is required. But why should anybody require a Kabbalah's Asoye? Why is it different than Chovah who doesn't require? The answer is, according to Rabbi Yisrael Dude, a Chovah is considered that he got Asoye and that he was Mikavod Asoye also, because he's a Chovah. But Mashenkin, somebody who is not a Chovah, so then he requires Kabbalah's Asoye also. So the whole reason, in other words, the two shayos of Asoye, Sofik Shmo Asoye, so the machleik is between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, has reference to the shayos with the Asoye Sofik, where the Edim don't know whether he does the Ma'is Avera, when he does the Ma'is Avera, and with what Akoye he does the Ma'is Avera, whether it's Asoye or not. But in the case, that's only when there is a subjective suffix. But when there is an objective suffix, where the Avera is not determined as yet, as in this case, Hoyefim Yontef L'Chayil, and objectively there is a possibility that all Chimul show up, and no one can be Mivaret, because it will only be Mizbarer after the end of Yontef. So Mele, there, the person himself, even though he intends to do that, he doesn't know whether he'll do that. Maybe it will be a mischab lechel psachazir, the olam yod psatle, because the edim mishrab, so it will be like olam yod psatle. So then there is a chisson in Kabbalah's Asoye. So Mele is certainly part of
that.
So yes.
that would be, because
you
need Hatter
himself to himself doesn't know.
Because Hatter himself
doesn't know whether he's doing an Avera or not.
In other words, because the problem with some Kabbalah is that you're missing the element of Mahatma Misa or Mahatma Malchus.
That's right. So that's only Alibi the Rabbi who says that we say it. If we say Heil, it means that when the Torah is Matia, Melochel, it's Erech HaNefesh, so the Torah is Matia in two situations, Melochel, it's Erech HaNefesh. One situation is when subjectively he does it with Erech HaNefesh. Let's say if somebody is Eifet, Mivashi, the tzirch shaltif, and then everything is spilled out. So objectively, there is no echel nefesh. But then certainly, if there is no aver, then, and according to Rabbi, there is another situation of the tzirch echel nefesh, when objectively it turns out the tzirch echel nefesh. So that's why he says, in like, Mashenkin, according to Rav Chisdei, the whole criteria, whether it's Litzirich Echel Nefesh or not, is whether his kavona is Litzirich Echel Nefesh. Some mele, he says, like it, even if all Hindu show up, but his kavona was not Litzirich Echel Nefesh of Yavim. Some mele is Chayim Malach. All right, that's one thing. Now, the other thing I would like to discuss is the meaning of bringing oneself into its real Yisur, that will be the header, whether you're allowed or not. So on that point, there is a machlekes between the Balamoyer and the Ramban. In other words, the Balamoyer says that one is not allowed to bring himself into a situation of tchil. The Balamoyer says it in connection with the Gemara Shabbos, at the end of the first period, he matligin bisfino poches nishleisho yomi kedem ha-shabbos. Kedem ha-shabbos. Now, one thing, I'm sorry. I wanted to mention in connection with the Nier Shita, I forgot that the Rambam Shita is also like the Nier, the Dino Heshuis, that there are two kinds of Asroes of it. I'm sorry. The Rambam in Pirkei of Hilchos Shvuos, Halacha Aleph says, Mi shenishba shezorak yishplein Yisrael yam, v'hu lo zorak, o yishalo zorak, v'hu zorak, yishvu yod loba, harei ze chayev yishvu esbitu, v'yat al pi shein en lohab. Because the Bechem Achleikas in Shvu is like Chafei between Rab and Shmuel. Whether I know that the Chai Shvu is Bitu, the Korm, it has to be Ise Bilahab. So Shmuel says it has to be Ise Bilahab. Shmuel, according to Shmuel, if somebody says that Zorak is playing Yisrael Yam, so then he's potter of Shvuos Bitu. But Rab says no, he doesn't have to be Ise Bilhar. It only has to be Ise Bilhorah Lehik, but not Bilhar. So Mele, if he takes his Shvuos, Shezorak is Shvuos Yitzhar Yam, or Loizorak, so then he's Chai. So Misha Nishba Shezorak is playing Yisrael Yam, Bihu Loi Zorak, Oi Shalo Zorak, Oi Zorak. Hare Zechaya Bishwaz Bitu, Viyat Al Pi She'en Idol Havo, Shari Eini Yochel Li Yishoba, She Yisrei Tzvi Shalo Yisrei, Ish Plein, Vichol Misha Nishba Al Achir, She Yasuko. So, the Rambam Shlosh Niz, Hare Zechaya Bishwaz Bitu. So, וכל מי שמיש בעל אחרים שיעשו כך וכך ולא יעשו את הוא הריבון אף וישתי הוא מייט לסנטרים אין חי ושבועס ביטו שהרי אין ביוד אלו לקיים ולא לבטא ומאק אם אי יישאי מאק אסמרוס שהרי אין ביוד שהרי אין ביוד לקיים ושבועסו ונמצא גרם משווה שם. But normal, then Malach HaBezi says, the Roma in Arike, Mishum Shvashot, Shari Epsha Leis and Achiri, She Yishmu Nenu Bitzkayim Shvos, there is a possibility that when the Achiri keep playing hears, Shimon is the playing, he hears that Chuvim was Nishba, he's a true Sriyam, so you do him a favor and you throw the Sriyam. It is Kayim Shvosim. The Nimzok is a Masrim Bey, Bey Shemishba, Hasra Sofik, Shei Leikin Olel, Elohim Kino Yolav, Shei Bey Mifuresh Bateo, כמו שיסבויה בהלכס הנדר ואין איסון אחרים נזקוקים לקיים דברי זה הנשבע אלו כינונומי כמו שבאם וכינו דברות הרי למשותוכים שלא ילדו להיץ ישבו על שם but we can't force them to be מקיים לשבוי את זה ובין לא נשבע now the Rambam so everybody has the kashi the Rambam says Why doesn't he get Malkes Mishufrashot? Because at the time when he took the Shvuah, she used a dream in Sriyam, it was still not determined and it was possible. Then the plane will throw the Sriyam. So Mele, at the time when they're Masrim, so it's a source of it. Then Leikin Olel, Elohim Kin Hoya Lak Shadei Mifuresh Batil, when she told us on that, that tends to indicate the Rambam. That has Rasofi is Losh Masoe, but Rambam Paskin, like a Birchen, that has Rasofi Shmasoe. So why does the Rambam say, Mishi is Berber Rasanayan? So there's the Kashabarikas Mishnah. I think that when the Rambam says, Elohim Kin Hoyalach Shebei Mifuresh Batero, he means that. He doesn't mean Furesh Batero like the Iser of the Seichel Adam, so one Iser is Furesh Batero, and then in other words, the Seichel Achille Hamidir Yishvichas Domin, Achille Ben Seir Amere, and the other Iser is Nichlal, but it's not the Iker Iser, it's not Furesh Batero. He means, Elon Pinhoyam Furesh Batero means that the love, the Avera is already determined. It's already determined. But he doesn't know that it's already determined. So Mele, then Asra Sopim Shmasvan. But if the Avera is not even determined, so then it's a Chisom in Kapolas Hasvorim, Hiteras Vimak Malkes. So then he can't get Malkes. The Gro in Yeredeye, in Simon Reish Lamed Vod, makes a Agoy in the Rambam. He says, he has the Kash. The Rambam says that in Chaybish was bitul, and Loma in Aleiki Mishum Shvashob, Sharef Shalos Nachim Shnishman in this kind of Shvashay. So Mele, the Rambam should say, and if he doesn't, if the Achirim are not in Chaybish Shvashay, so then he's really even the love of Shvashob. So the Goyim says, why is the love of Shvashob? The love of Shvashekah, not the love of Shvashov. Shvashov does not depend well on the question as to whether it will be fulfilled or not. What is Shvashov? Shvashov is something like Nizbal Levatel Samitz. Whether, so then is Chayiv Malkes. This Chayiv Malkes, whether in Mikhail or not, if somebody takes a Shvui that he will not put on film one day, so then we give him Malkes, and even if he's the kind of Shvui, he doesn't put on the film. He's still Chayiv Malkes. So why does the Rambam say, here the Rambam, he bases it upon the fact that he won't be playing not in kind of Shvui, so then it should be Shvui Shekhar, not Shvui Shekhar. So the Goyim is Magia. I think, I mean, it's not necessary, I mean, Chas v'Shalom, not Chelek and the Gro, but it seems that there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Gro. But the Rambam shiti is, the Rambam, the Gro doesn't mean it's a choice in the Rambam, he only means it's Chelek and the Rambam. It should be, he agrees with the din of the Rambam, but not on the basis of Shor, but on the basis of Shvua Shekhar. Now, the Rambam Shiti is that there are two kinds of shov. There is one type of shov that doesn't depend whether it's niskayim or not niskayim. Like Nizba Levatel HaMitzvah. The Maise Shvui and Bitla Mitzvah is a shov. Like Nizba Dovah Shiyef Shabiyod Rikayim. Nizba Dovah Shiyef Shabiyod Rikayim. In other words, if he takes a Shvui, Shoyi Nisham Dimyon, It's impossible. So what there is niskaimona, and then there's another type of shor, that if the shvuya is no chalesi, has no chalesi, but so it doesn't make it into shor, the horaye every shvuya lova, when he said shvuya shochalti or lo yachalti, doesn't have chalesi. It has to do with the udova. So still it's not shor, but if it's not true, so mele is even the love of a sishbil bishmi lashoka, bishmi lashoka. So then, so in other words, so the love of the sishbil lashoka does not depend whether it has chalesi or it doesn't have chalesi. True, the Rambam paskins that even in the case of shvuah she'echel mishalo echel nosim, if he's not in time with Shvuah, he's also in the love of Lissim Ushna Shekhar. So it doesn't mean that the love of Lissim Ushna Shekhar is based upon the fact that he's not in time with Shvuah. Because the Rant comes around that just as there is a Nisa of Shvuah Shekhar in regard to the Ova, because it's not true. So there is a nisa of shvuah sheker in regard to the osid, if it turns out to be not true. Some mele is high is either on the love of the shvuah b'fnei sheker, if he is not mikan the shvuah. But the love is not either because it was even on the shvuah. As far as Bal Yachol is concerned, so the chiyuv malkes is for violating the Bal Yachol. Masha'in came as far as the Sizbu Bishmila Shekhar is concerned, so it's not for being able on the Shvuah, but for the Shvuah is with the Shekhar. The only difference is in the case of a Chalti and Loya Chalti, so Bishor Shenishba, Yotzo Shvuah Shekhar Mutir, that's why there is Malkes. In the case of Eichel and Loya Eichel, So Mele, in the case where he takes his Shvuah Sheichel and he doesn't eat his Lavshin B'maise, he's not Chayav Malkes, even because Bishor Shenishba was not Yotzo Shvuah Shekamti. But in the case where he takes his Shvuah Sheichel V'ochal, then he's Chayav Malkes. Why? Because true, at the time of the Shvuah it was not a Shekayev. But later on, when he doesn't, so then it becomes, finalizes the Shekhar. So Mele is Chayav Malkes. That's in regard to Shvuah Shekhar. In regard now, Gemore in Midori, that Yudzayin says,
Yachil Vora, Aval Mechelu Lediv Shomayim.
Shomayim. What if Michal to Shomayim? If it's Nishba Levatel Samitzvah, so it has no Chalaisim, and he is allowed to be, and he doesn't have to be mikayim the neder. So the Gemara Sikashe, there is another passage, Mihora al Haiti, Ma'atova Rishus, Safaroi Rishus, Yotzon Nishba Levatel Samitz Foshein Rishus, that is Potter, he's Potter of Korin, and so why do we need to Psuki? So the Gemara says, Chadli Bav Yachel, the Chadli Kol. So in other words, we have two psukim regarding Nishba Levatlas HaMitzvah. One is Lo Yachel Dvori Dvori Nemeichel, Adu Neichel Chafi Shamayim, that there is no Bav Yachel. And the other passage is Ma HaTov Rishus, Afaroi Rishus, that there is no Chiyuv Kol Moshles Bitu, and it's a Chepce of Shvuas Shom. So according to the Rambam Midori, because there's a kosuv of liachol dvori dvori meichel, aval meichel el chetzi shamayim has reference only to nishba levatel samitzvah, but he does not have reference to nishba levatel samitzvah. And the Rambam is right. The Gemara says in Dvarim that press minayim shenishboim lekayim samitzvah shenema nishbati v'akayemo lishmer mishpat tzidkecha samitzvah mitzvah to take a shvuah. So it's a raya that is hal. If it's not hal, so what kind of mitzvah could there be? So why is it considered zilz? But the Rambam in Chumash and the Rambam, Achilik and the Rambam, and they say that the Xeris HaKosuv of Yachel Dvorim, Dvorim the Meichel, Avon Meichel, Chassi Shamayim, does not only imply that Shvuyeh Nedar is not Chal, the Vatel Mamis, but Shvuyeh Nedar is not even Chal, the Kain Mamis. That's even Chal, the Kain Mamis. So the question is, if it's not Chal, the Kain Mamis, so how can there be a mitzvah to Mizarus Nafi, Mishbun Mikanis and Mitzvah? So the Ramban says, and that's the Pshat and the Ramban also, because as far as the Yisrael of Nishbaya Sheker is concerned, it doesn't make any difference whether it's Chal or it's not Chal. If it's not Mikanim, if it's not Mikanim Mishbun, the Rossi, some Mele, it's finalized the Sheker, so Mele, it's his ears. So the Shittas HaRambam is that in the case where somebody is Nishba, in the case where somebody is Nishba to Shemish the plain Yisrael Yam, so it's his Nishba and something she actually really can be. So, but it's to be distinguished from something that is mamish because then it's ishva shobimietl like nishbash shall yisham shloishayamim, so then is so is malkin a saying yoshin lauta mashing in here there is still a possibility that when you hear of the shvuyah that he was nishba and the mikani shvuyah, so maybe he's not high monkeys in Yitl, but it's still veini whether the plane will be zealing the Tzreliyam or not. Now there's another Rambam in regard to Nishba L'Kayim as a mitzvah. The Rambam came of Shvuos, Halacha Tzayin. Nishba L'Kayim as a mitzvah, the way it came, Potter Mishon Shvuos Bitzvah, Ketzan. Kibin shen nishba sheyasalim efo suke shen mitzvok aloni o sheyod le nida leidis v'lo yasa v'lo yasa v'lo yei hariz a pata mishun shu az bitu shen shvu az bitu holo ala al divre yon shus shen hotzo ei se v'lo yotzo ei ne ise shen ema lehora leidi v'fichoch kol a nishba lehora l'acheri pata mishu az bitu kibin shen nishba sheyakes v'lo או יקררנו, או יקסר ממני, או ימצרנו ביד אנס, מפני שהוא מצו ושלו יעסיס. ויירה לי שהוא לא יקמי שם שבוע שם. זה דבר דפקות לא שם. ברמבה מנשין, ויירה לי שהוא לא יקמי שם השוב, עם קונקשן, ויפניש בעלו על האחר. יקס פלוי, יקררנו, יקסר ממני, או ימצרנו ביד אנס. So why does the Rambam say yearly that it's Nishni Koreshis? In Shavuos, Nishba Levatel Lamu Yisrael. I mean, in other words, to be Maki Chaburay, to be Mikawa Chaburay, to Gazel, to be Mosa. So it's Nishni Koreshis. Why does the Rambam have to say yearly it's not Yisrael? So I heard, I mentioned that I think in the Yitzchok 7 years ago, from my father, Moshe Ber, that when the Rambam says the Yirali Shulei Kemishun Tzvah Shol, the Rambam has reference to the Reisha of the Rambam. In other words, when is Nishba L'Kayimus HaMitzvah, so then there is no Chiyuv of Shvuos Bitul. So there is no Chiyuv of Shvuos Bitul. And so the Rambam says, but if it's not L'Kayimus Shvuah, so then he's Chayav Malkes Mishum Shvuah Shom. He's Chayav Malkes Shvuah Shom. Why? Because since according to the Rambam, who at least is Shittat the Rambam, with the Sakosu of the Yachal Dvorim, Dvorim Mechel, Avon Mechel, Chafi Shamayim, implies not only that the Battle Samitzvah, there is no Chalesim of Shvuah Yom Neah, but even the Kainah Samitzvah, there is no Chalesim, some Mele, if it's not this kind, so then is either the love of Shvuah Shom. But the Rambam, this is something that I added. the Rambam could have referenced it to the same thing. In the case of Kolamish Balhor Achir, Yakes Plenary, Kalalenu, Isomomene, Isomene Biadanos, so then he is also like Mishnah Rashok. But the question is, but then it's a Mishnah for Rashes because it's Mishnah Gadas HaMitzvah. Now the Rambam here mentions another Amochem. In other words, that if he takes his way, Shein Bershusel, Lasseis, so then it's Mishnah Rashok. So that is an additional Amochem. It's not the Amochem of Mishnah Gadas HaMitzvah. Let's say, suppose now, the Rambam mentions he calls Chavir. Now there is aloche of nosi damcho lisoya beizim ais hamcho. So if somebody is mikalu a roshe in beizim ais hamcho, let's say kusi, so it's not either the lab of nosi damcho lisoya, even if we say that kusi get anything because it's not in beizim ais hamcho. But if somebody will take his shvuah to color and he's in my Sam Chod also be Shoshov, unless he's dying and he has the shoes to be color and to be market and to even to take away his property because best. But otherwise it's Nishbal Dovashim the Shusilasis because there is a special aloha. Now the Gemara in Sanhedrin that Munche says that Omar Abchanine said Ha'amir Yad Al Chavire אף על פי שלא יקרו רושה, בלי קרו רושה, שנאמה, אף על פי שלא יקרו, בלי קרו רושה, שנאמה, בלימה לרושה לא מוסקס לאחר, לא מוליקיס או לא נאמה, לא מוסקס, אף על פי שלא יקרו. So I saw it kashi. I think it's it, but I don't want to skip. So here's that kashi. How do we learn out from that person? Of Balimal Roshalom Safes Riacho, between whom was the strife? Between Dosh and Aviram. They are both Rishoim, Nikol Rishoim. So Mele, according to Mandoma, that Makshim Nakoyo Likore, so just as the love of Nosi Damcho Lisoya doesn't apply to Neisim Aizamcho, so the love of Neisim Aizamcho doesn't apply to Neisim Aizamcho either. So Mele, why was he a Roshim? All right, here he was making another Roshi. But what difference does it make? If the love of Lazy Tlakesi does not apply to a Roshi, so even when the Maki himself is a Roshi, he shouldn't be able to love. But then there is another Kashi. Why I don't understand why when Adam Plotsky doesn't ask, he's a Roshi not because of the love of Lazy Tlakesi. That was before Matan Torah. There was not. There was no law. The answer is there is a special law. Without it, so that if somebody is made in Yad al-Khaviri, whether on the group or on mommy, even on mommy, if he makes it trespass, so some male is a Russian, because he has no issues. So you ask, he has no issues, but when does the Torah say he's not allowed? No, there are certain things that even without him is there. So he has no issues. There's no issues. Now the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that Odom Rishayim was not allowed to eat bosom. Not allowed to eat bosom. So Casey says the Kashe, I mean,
I remember.
The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis says that Menoach was Uzer al Zayin Mitzvos. The Gemara learns it out from the Pasuk by Tzava L'Shem Elokim Olam. Then the Gemara says, Ochel Teichal V'Levei Yom Nachat. How do you know that the Menoach is Muzer al Yom Nachat? Because Ochel Teichal. The Hoda Tzadisha says, the Hoda Amuna Mikamon, the Lihuta Rodom Orishin Bosal Achille. So why do we need a Azor and not to eat Ibn Chai is not allowed to eat Bosal, period. Whether it's Ibn Chai or not Bosal Ibn Chai. So this is the Perez, Hayne Lohom is the Lechel. In other words, the Yisar of Eber, of El Bosal, of Rodom Orishin, was to be made his Lechel. Aber Mesa Melora the Mavishan was allowed to eat it. Shari, the Osela Fuke, Ibn Nachai, that will not on Mela Bosa. Not on Mela Bosa. So, now I'm the Gemara that will test the Huta Lord the Mavishan Bosa Lachile. So, the Kishinim was the Kasha, how do we know that? So some Kishinim will be the parents, because the Torah, the Mahushan, said to the Mahushan that every Zera, so he gives him Locha. So the fact that the Benishuan mentioned Zera and how creates the Eichel indicates that Behemei was not allowed to eat. The Ramah says no. It's not that there was a Nisa given to the Mauritian, not to eat Boso. But in order to be Mamis and eat Boso, you need Rishus from the Rebbein Shalom. Without explicit Rishus from the Rebbein Shalom, it's also, in other words, the same aloche that we say regarding a human being, that Klamirin Yad al Chaveri, Nikho Roshi, without a Nisa, even against someone who is not a Nisa by Zamcho, even someone who is together at Meridin Lemayim, so still, he is a Roshe if he is Makim, unless he has Rishus. So Rishus, let's say Bezn has Rishus, a Yochi does not have Rishus, and Bezn also, the Meir in Sanhedrin and the Borkame says that the Aloche of Meridin Lemayim, that the Gilei Ador have Rishus to be done in Rifoshes of Minim and Mosrim is only they got authorization from the government, like in the medieval ages. So the government authorized the Jewish community to be done in Rifoshes, and because of that they saved many Jews, because if they wouldn't be done in Rifoshes, so then many more Jews would be killed. The Stalins, so sadly, I mean to the shame of Gretz, he was a big Stalin, but he attacks the Rosh, because the Rosh, there was a certain woman who was in Nefes, so then the Malchus wanted to kill her, she was in Nefes, a prostitute, so then the Rosh, as the Malchus, that they should let the Jewish community punish her. So they did punish her, but they cut off a piece of flesh from the nose. So Gretz, because Gretz was a great Stalin, but he was a big Amoretz, and he was a Seine Chachmi Yisroel, Seine Chachmi Yisroel. To the end degree, I mean, it's inconceivable, it's unbelievable. But he didn't understand, because of his Seine, he didn't understand that the Rosh did it in order to save her life. He would have killed her. Anyway, so we see from the Ramah that in order to mere yad, even on a vegetable, it's also written here. So he's a Rosh, unless he got reshus from the Rebbein Shalom. So Odom Orishin got reshus from the Rebbein Shalom to mere yad on a pear, on a vegetable, and Leach got Rishus from the Rebbein Shalom to the Miriam Yad and the Behemah, but somebody that that the Rishon did not give an explicit reshus, some mele is chayav malkes mishum shvasho, and even if he does it against somebody in Yisimai Samcho, or even somebody who is meridin remailing, so without reshus, so is a roshe, so mele shvui is not chal, and the shvui is a shvasho. Well, that's what I wanted to say in connection with the Miri in Psoch. Now, I'm glad that I remind myself. Now, don't have to be upset, because anything that I didn't discuss in Chazon Shurim you will not get on the premise. So you don't have to be upset about it, that I spent time on discussing other things that I didn't discuss before. Now, the next thing I would like to discuss is the union of bringing oneself into a situation of tefillah. So there is a machlokes between the Baramoya and the Rambam. The Baramoya says in the Sugya in Eret that Samachvov, Harui Yinuke Mishtapa Chamina, because Bizman Chazal, the meaning was that he tinnig before he was Nimeil. He was given a bath before the Mile, and he was given a bath after the Mile. Why? In order to prevent an infection. He did not have available, you know, the antiseptics. So Mile today we have antiseptics available, so we don't have to give it back. But without the antiseptics, so then there could be an infection. So one teenage, so the Chamin was Nishtapach. Shabbos was the Mile. So the question is, which Chamin was Nishtapach? Whether the Chamin Kedem HaMile or the Chamin Lachar HaMile? It's not a question. I mean, which Chamin, let's say, that one Chamin had a label, Kedem HaMile, and the other Chamin had a label, Lachar HaMile. That doesn't make any difference. The question is whether the Chamin was Nishtapach before the Mile or after the Mile. So the Gemara said that we should ask the mother whether she needs ham. Now the halacha is by Yildes that Tishrei Shoyomim, so if the Yildes says Einot Zricham, so is Mechalas Hashab, says in Yom HaChadosh of Shakon. And Le'acha Shibiyom Yimim, if she says Srichani, so is Mechalas Hashab, so is Yom HaChadosh. But Le'acha Shlish Yomim, Teich Shiva Yomim, then it depends. If she says Srichani, then Mechalas Hashab. If she says Eina Srichani, Eina Mechalas Hashab. And then there is a Machlekes in Gittin, Tafches, Teisves, between the Bahag, Halachas Diles, and Teisves. When we say Shleisho, Shivo, what does it mean? Does it mean Shleisho, Shivo, like all Yom of the Torah, or it means Misles? Misles, for I would say, it means Misles. It's not a Yishayel of Yidin, it's Yishayel of Mitzies. So why should it make a difference? Yishayel difference whether she became a Yildes at the beginning of Shabbos or at the end of Shabbos, but still Teisvishiti is, strange as it is, Teisvishiti is that it means the third day or the seventh. It doesn't make a difference whether the Tinnik was born, whether she gave birth at the beginning of Shabbos or at the end of Shabbos. Now, Abchaim Baloshina Paskut La'alachas Delos, because that's Mistap. Anyway, so here, so the father said, we should ask the mother, if the mother says, Srichani, so then, we'll be Mechan Shabbos, and it will be Mechan more. So, again, in the Gemara Erev, in the Aktub Yosoyis, one girl says, Neymar Linochi, Mechan Mechan. And the other girl says, Mechan Mechan. That's telling the machlekes between Teisves and Halachas Deilas. According to Teisves, that it means Yomim, some Mele, we have to be here as Nimali Nochi. According to Halachas Deilas, that it means Misles. So if it was within seven Misles, so then Yisrael can be Mechamein. Yisrael can be Mechamein Lecham. So the question is, in that Gemara, when the mile, when the chamin was spilled out, so was it